Hello, it's Nikki, and welcome to this brand new kind of format, kind of content, combining my loves of making really accessible content. For a while, I've had a desire to write in more long form, and I know that not everybody can read that. And sometimes, I know personally, I like to have things on in the background, the ability to listen to things. So when I release my blogs, my Substack, and on my website, you're going to get the long form written and also the audio and the video version. So today's is all about It Was Time to Get Uncomfortable Again, part one of two. I was hesitant to apply because what if my fears were actually true? In November 2021, I turned 40. And if I'm honest, and honesty is what we're doing here, otherwise what's the point? These have been some of my stretchiest years yet. I knew turning 40 was going to be a reflective time for me. If I was naming an album that had been written around this time, I wouldn't have called it 40. Adele might have had something to say slash sing about that. It would have been called The Ultimate Reset. Sadly, I've known too many people, many in horrendous circumstances, who haven't made it to their 40th birthday, so it wasn't something I was going to take for granted. We were knee-deep in moving house, and this was month two, and we had no idea at the time that we would still be faffing about on month five, through no fault of our own, and I was extremely sleep-deprived with a two-year-old and a six-year-old. I knew it was time to reassess. The big questions followed. Where was I going? What made me happy? What did I need to drop? What felt outdated or stale or joyless? Was it time to let go of that two-pack of ASOS maternity leggings? At the time, no. As of July 2024, definitely. I've been in the self-development world for too long to just assume that I would write down my goals and then have a word with the universe, and then promptly they would arrive beautifully gift wrapped just as I plan. There was work to be done. I love my coaching work and I've heavily invested in my business development over the years. However, in terms of my acting work, I trained as an actor 20 years ago, and acting is still a significant part of my income pie. I also make money as a speaker and a creator. Since graduating from one of the top drama schools, I've always worked professionally and dabbled and topped up with short-term professional development. But I knew that it was time. I didn't want to be a dabbler. I wanted to see exactly where I was at. I wanted to explore the discipline of being accountable and going all in. I wanted to see and feel exactly where my strengths and weaknesses were residing, even though that felt extremely vulnerable and also the harder task. It would be so much easier just to bob along and not to question or improve or perhaps kid myself. Maybe you are in this place. Maybe you are ready for some mega moves. And if you are, check out the description down below. The opportunity I'd wished for presented itself. A 10-week screen acting course with some of the best in the business. There were just 12 places. I applied and I was awarded one and paid. I wanted to share this experience because it was so much more than becoming a better actor, although that did happen too. I want to share what happens when we go through the process of change. When we decide and what it takes to actually take action. As we move into part two of 2024, I want you to take a stand for what it is that you want and making moves to make it a reality. Spoiler alert, it may welcome all the feelings. This is part one and I've broken it down into five steps. Part two and the next five steps will be with you a week today. Number one. Filling out the form should be a basic and straightforward step, but it may not be the one you want to do or may struggle with. Here's what the inside of my brain sounded like. The form. Tell us about yourself. Me. Wah, what do I say? Oh, I'll do it later. Have I got anything to say? What are they looking for? What if I don't get a place after all this admin? I've spent hours on this. Hours I don't have. P.S. Your logical, busy brain will try and convince you that you don't have time for your dreams. Weird, eh? I'll do it tomorrow. Declaring on paper or on the internet what you want and why you want it takes courage. Also, concentration, because it takes a lot of brain power to be in a headspace where everything you've done in the past just spills out of you effortlessly. The first step often gets overlooked. Most people won't fill in the form. I answer the required answers, and I also love the opportunity to write a golden paragraph, or eight, as Matt might say, as he says I can't write one. And he is right. The golden paragraph, and not all of this has to be shared, but it's good for you to know, is a connection from you to the page. This is when you speak to yourself, or the course, the job application, the estate agent, the bursary, the organization, and you speak from the heart. You say what you want and why you want it. Warning, tears are likely to appear and you may feel emotional, because it is emotional. This is your life. These are your hopes and dreams and you have to take a stand for them. Some of them may have been buried, and so to confront them again can be, well, confronting. Yes, others might want the best for you, but you have to lead it. You have to say, this is important to me, and I'm going to do something about it. P.S. This is why I don't have a complicated form on my website to apply to work with me. There is a messenger button in the bottom right hand side, and this is where you can share confidentially what you are looking for and what you would like. I never want 18 questions that you may not have the answers to be a barrier to entry. And sometimes I feel like the world is set up like this, but that's another story for another day. I want to help you to get going. And once you take the first step, often the hardest, I know things change quickly and you are in the groove and I can help you. Two, the logistics may throw you or concern you. Over the years, I've joined many business offerings and hosted many of my own. And one of the most popular questions is, what if I can't make all the sessions? And invariably, there is always a replay because lots of business courses get it. But in this case, there wasn't. The requirement was to show up live for 10 weeks between 6 and 9 p.m. Historically, my least productive time of the day. 3 hours per week, plus reading, plus learning lines, plus rehearsals, plus taping, plus editing, plus admin. At this point, it would have been so easy to say no. Sorry, you can hear building work, by the way. At this point, it would have been so easy to say no. It fell over the summer holidays. It's a busy time of year. What happens if something happens and I can't make it? The class may run over and finish at 9:30 p.m., way past my online time. However, I could stay in the logistics limbo or get my head around it. The timing is more workable now as my children do go to bed and mainly stay there, which hasn't been the case until recently. So when their mother goes upstairs to shout, Michael, you fucking need to tell me what happened, as she's playing a smart, intelligent gang leader, it's kind of workable. I think we/I assume there's going to be a perfect time where we/I will have white space and no other responsibilities. And this is not life. Sometimes we have to make choices and do it anyway. To be honest, if there was one session I couldn't do, I would have still signed up, mainly because doing 9 sessions and missing one would have taught me a lot more than doing none. That perfection gremlin shows up in all kinds of different outfits, so keep a lookout. That being said, sometimes there is a better time to do things. You don't have to start a business at 38 weeks pregnant, unless absolutely necessary, because you feel the pressure of Instagram telling you you should be a mum boss. A client shared with me the other day about her capacity. Looking after two children full time meant she had very little time. I get it. So, in that moment, she just needed to sit tight and only do what was required. I know others will tell you to do more, but they are not where you are, exhausted, maybe sobbing, and sitting on the floor and not knowing why. This is always a personal decision. There may just be one way. This is not about doing more. This is about being smart with your time, focus, energy, money, etc. I always help you to build strong foundations in my coaching work. On to lesson three. Lesson three. Sometimes it's easier to avoid the thing because if we do the thing, we might not like what we find. There are so many places in life where we would maybe prefer not to know. Sometimes it's easier and more comfortable to live in denial. However, this year for me has been about stepping in and stepping up. Now, as much as I would like to say, the process has been a magical experience, akin to me channeling my inner mermaid effortlessly gliding out of the water. Not the case. When you say you're going to go there, you ask questions. When you go deeper, when you look at the evidence, you get some answers, some of which you may not like or may not be expecting. For example, when I went back to hot yoga on April the 4th, 2022, yes, I've tracked it and tracked every class since, I was shocked. I felt old, tired, lethargic, stiff, creaky, and had zero core strength. I did not look like the woman on the Lululemon website, as I'd hoped. In all honesty, I couldn't dine out on the fact that I used to be a dancer story, because the current version was so far removed from that. Spoiler alert, my core strength is now better than it's ever been. Well, certainly for a long time. And I'm sure I could bang out a triple pirouette if necessary. None of this work was done with judgment or shame. Well, maybe a bit. Looking at yourself in the mirror in various positions while sweating is quite illuminating. I'd had two massive babies who didn't sleep for years and the recovery was long. However, it was good to know exactly where I was at, even though it bruised my ego, and I had the dawning that it was all going to take much longer. Truthfully, I needed to know with this acting course where I was. Yes, I trained professionally 20 years ago at a top drama school and worked consistently since, but how was I really? Was I willing to take a closer look? Was I sharp? Was I versatile? Did I take direction? Did I translate my work onto the screen? Was I up to the job? If an amazing opportunity revealed itself tomorrow, would I be ready? I think so often we can assume that we can do the work once we get the opportunity, but it's the other way round. We have to do the work first, which often means there's some vulnerability and a lot of honesty. So how about you? What do you need to look at? Where are you shying away? There is a brilliant quote, where focus goes, energy flows. And change doesn't have to be complicated. It may just need your attention. Number four, I was the only parent and the eldest. Why is there this narrative that you have to know all the answers by the age of 19, especially when many people at this age contain a high volume of fluorescent alcohol? Or maybe that was just me. Many of us won't just do one thing. And even if we trained, went to university, started a job, we just can't rely on that information. Everything is always changing and we must adapt and stay sharp too. In class, quickly, we got to know each other, and soon I realized that age had gifted me experience, not just in business, but in life. Being older often comes with negative connotations. Youth is where it's at. However, business and creativity has to reflect life and all people. There are many stories that need to be shared. We were asked about our careers to date. Something I rarely talk about because I'm too busy in the present or the future. And to be honest, I'd forgotten lots of things I'd done, and it was good to be reminded. Yes, there have been exciting career moments that may look good on the internet, but there's also been very small and private wins in my life, plus all the other failures that are now politely labeled as lessons. Sometimes when we begin something new, we assume we're starting again, right back at zero. Rarely we are. Even if I was to train as a pilot tomorrow, I'm not, I would be highly inexperienced, but I have been on a plane before, many times, and I'm relatively calm. I can work well in a team. I have a good pilot voice. Yes, I have rehearsed it. So much of who we are is transferable. When you gather and connect with your uniqueness, you bring all of that to the situation, which is great. Plus, representation is always key. As a 21-year-old, I was frequently told I would have to do something else if I wanted to have kids. And luckily, I met my pal Indra Ove 20 years ago, who had two little ones. So I saw that it was possible and I could dispel that myth. Life is ever evolving, as are we. So be bold, be brave, and remember, it's never too late. Maybe I will fly a plane one day. Part 5. If I'm doing this, I'm doing this. The great Oprah taught us all about intention, and it's such an adaptable concept. I asked myself, what was my intention? And this is what I came up with: to go all in and see what was possible. I decided I was going to be an A-star student in terms of commitment and curiosity. I wasn't going to half-ass it, a technical term. I decided I was so in, and I was so in. As soon as my intention was clear, my approach closely followed. No dabbling. Strive to do my best. Remain focused and enjoy the process. If you've listened to this and you know it is time to do something rather than just talk about it, I can support you. Have a read of all the links down below and we can chat further. Part 2 will be with you next week. I hope you enjoyed that. I would love to know your thoughts, your aha moments, your right, I'm going to do that today. Use me as your accountability. Share what was maybe a bit prickly or stingy for you, and I'll get back to the building work. Do subscribe to my Substack, my YouTube, my blog. Follow along. There's going to be lots more where that came from. Bye.